Greetings and welcome to Sfatai Tiftach. We just received the sad news of the passing of poet and songwriter and performer Leonard Cohen, and in honor of his memory, we will address something related to Birchat Kohanim. You know, we only perform Birchat Kohanim in Ashkenazi communities outside of Israel on the Regalim, and every other day, in lieu of Birchat Kohanim, we recite a formula which is also recited in those communities that have Birchat Kohanim, but on those occasions where Kohanim are not present. And the formula that is recited between the end of Birchat Hoda'ah, Hatov Shimcha Ulechan Ne'ala Hodot, and Birchat Shalom, goes as follows, Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu Barchenu Barvacham Shelesh HaTorah, etc. And there's a phrase that comes at the end of that introductory piece, which is misparsed, and as a result, leads really to a misunderstanding. And that is the phrase, Am Kedoshecha Ka'amur. The way that it is recited indicates that the Ka'amur is reflecting on the Am Kedoshecha, meaning, they are your holy people, as it says. But the word Ka'amur, as used in liturgy and rabbinic writing, always refers to what's about to be said, not what has been said. And as a result, the proper parsing for it is, Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu Barchenu Barvacham Shuleshet Batorah Ktuvah Idei Moshe Avdecha Hamura Mipi Aharon Uvanav Kohanim Am Kedoshecha Ka'amur Yivarecha Adonai Vishmerecha. And indeed, in some of the Sidurim that have punctuation, they put a comma after the word Kedoshecha before Ka'amur to indicate that that's really where the stop should be. Because indeed, what is it we're saying? Hashem, you please bless us with the threefold blessing, the Bracha Meshuleshet, which is written in the Torah by Moshe, your servant, which was recited by Aaron and his sons, the Kohanim, your holy nation. And indeed, it's a rhyming scheme. Moshe Avdecha and Am Kedoshecha. And then, Ka'amur, as it says, meaning as it says in the Torah, Birchat Kohanim, and then we recite Birchat Kohanim. Yehi Zichro Baruch.